Rambam Perek Dalid Hilchos Tshuva says that there's 24 things above esim dvorim hamakvim es tshuva. The shim of above esim dvorim hamakvim es tshuva. And the Rambam says that there's different madrigas. The first four are mochamer of ngadol v'isim enein a kadosh baruch hu mas speaking biyad v'las tshuva. The fi goydel cheta. All the first four, they're all different versions of someone who promotes chet. Machti as a rabbim, matas chaver min derech toyev. The third one is a roya benoy yitzel letar b'sro, ve'inu ma'acha b'yodoy. It's meridik Rambam. The Rambam says, a specific tzir of someone who causes chet is someone who sees his child going letar b'sro, lo yaleinu, ve'inu ma'acha b'yodoy. Tar b'sro means tar b'sro, not he does don't want to veir. Tar b'sro. Ve'inu ma'acha b'yodoy. But the Rambam says he's considered a machti. Why is he machti? He wasn't machti. The first two cases, he was machti. It means he's causing person to chet. How is he machti? Listen to the Rambam. Hoyolu b'noi b'shusoi ilu micha boi hayapayrish v'nim samachtir. Kimachtir. And he goes on, he says, by another person, b'chalov, and zeh kol she'ef sheb yodi limchis b'acherim b'in yoch b'in rab. The Rambam says like this. You're talking about other people, someone who's not your children. Over there, it's someone who you have only have influence on. Somebody you have influence on. Someone who comes to you, respects your opinion. And there, if they go off and you're not moichib yod, it's considered machdi. But it's medikative, mufurish in the Rambam. But the son, it doesn't say that. But the son, it doesn't say kol she'efshir biyodin limchas. The Rambam says, the very fact that he's your son, and you see him, and he goes letar v'sra, yeah, it's actually the Rambam. It's considered yamachti. Mistama, there are exceptions. Mistama, there are things. But the Rambam says the ikra de milsa. You're considered yamachti for your son. Why? The Rambam says hoyl bishusai. What does it mean hoyl bishusai? What does it mean? It means physically. It means physically. He lives like you. In the Rambam state, bishusai means the child, the influence of the child, where he's going to act is moser to the father. Marry the Rambam. It's one of the big hanochas that we've been mentioning, and we continue to go for it. Stating this Rambam, barring unforeseen circumstances, extenuating circumstances, we create who our child is. A child, people think, that there are hard children, maybe there are harder children, but there's children that, you need a grace of chokhma to learn how to discipline them. You need grace of kalim, you need grace of oifanim. So why would it be, why is that called hoyl b'shusay? B'shusay, you didn't go to learn all the techniques of chinuch, you didn't, that's called b'shusay? You consider machti, again, machti is not someone who could have done something to stop it. That's not called, it means you were in charge of it. And the Rambam is ki'ilu saying as if you're letting him go to Tar B'sro. State in the Rambam, this is the Nakuda we keep on talking about, that chinuch is very much tali ha'wish ta'alavek. Hear sometimes parents saying, that kid doesn't know how to listen. Yankee, mamish, well, doesn't know how to listen. There are people, mamish, who are convinced. You guys are younger parents. It gets very, 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 it's exciting. Kids are mamish kids that convince that certain kids who's pushing impossible is an undisciplinable kid. And this again, because it doesn't know how to listen. In the Rambam, Dach Sashtet in Zdor Zazach. The Rambam says, no such thing. It's Moser Bishus. It very well could be that you created a kid that's an undisciplined kid. Yeah, it could be that we created Biyadayim. A kid is an undisciplined kid. But there's something that, this the Rambam, Hoyol Moser Bishus. It's more the Rambam I wanted to, Shtalavek. I wanted to continue last week without getting into it. I wasn't able to finish a few protim. I want to be marchiv and mashlim a few protim from last week. We were speaking about shtelling avek, listening to getting a child to be someone who listens. Side to listen because we need him to listen, and side to listen because it's yisoid in adam, like we were marach. And the hemshchah towards the second part of the vad, we started talking a little bit about how our midas roi is getting away. We spoke about barichas, how everything's tali in us. Tali in how much we play the position of parent who's in control, who's representing what's right, and is not going to give in to the child, and going to stand in his place. We spoke about that barichus. And we started speaking about, which is a sugya, a large part of chinuch, is the loisa says of chinuch. We started speaking about how our midos really get in the way of chinuch. Lahavir, a little bit, lechadid, a little bit. Why? When midos rois are pressing on us, our mashpia, when the negiyas and the midos rois are pressing on our actions of chinuch, why is it so much mashpia on the chinuch? Why does it ruin chinuch? So we spoke out, besides the chinuch, the bad things, because we better teach a child that when you're angry at somebody, or you want cover, or you want something, you're allowed to do whatever you want. Besides that, but it's missing the etzem pool of chinuch. Chinuch, like we spoke about in the beginning of the Vadim, chinuch is not just to get the job done. Chinuch isn't that, okay, get your kid to make the bracha, get your kid to go to sleep, get him finally in bed, get your kid to stop hitting his sister. If it would be that, then it could be that, besides the nukud I just said about the chinuch, the bad midas rois, aber, it could be if you did something, even if you're a bekasa, but so if you got the kid to listen. So if the kid is at the end of the day, after screaming at him like a maniac, he's in bed. But chinuch, like we saw, chinuch is lechanich to the nekuda. Chinuch is to lechanich to the erich, to the value that you want to be mechanichim. If it's to go to sleep on time, it's seder, the value of going to sleep on time, if it's to make a bracha, it's a bracha. When the child sees that you are mechanichim because this is what is supposed to be done, because this is what Hashem wants, it's fine. You mechanichim to something that's chinuch. But if at the end of the day, the reason why is because you're not in a good mood, or because you want to impress other people, or because you're jealous of the neighbor's children, like we mentioned last time, or because the child sees that you need to be in control, because you said so, Be'etzem, and again, the said so is not you're representing the right thing. You're representing what you want. So then you have a mechanech to an erech. You have a mechanech to an erech. This is why it's so important. Chlal, the Maimar Musgar, Midas Tevis is a gold mine. It's a person who is a worked out person is Midas. Shlemus and Midas is Nashpi and so many different sugyas in life and Avodas Hashem. But it's Mechayiv, all of us that don't have Midas Shlemus. Halavai, I would have Midas Shlemus. It's Mechayiv Asavad, the sugya of Chinuch is Mechayiv Asavad to start working on it again. We have to work on chinuch. I do want to maybe point out afterwards, I was asking, I said a sharf last week, if a person bechlal is a little bit moody, he can't be mechanech. He can't be mechanech. It's very few people. You won't find a minion of people who on a constant basis who are not bechlal mushpa. So avada, you have to make a shikol, you have to make a mishkal. Avada, if a person is slightly pressed by Amida, and it's the sugi you're working on chinuch, it's possible. Again, it's not, it's ideal. The ideal is, again, that a person should have in mind one thing. Just, I'm trying to be mechanech, either to an erech, or to mechanech, to be mishmat, to him to be obedient, disciplined. But avada, v'shneitzach, that if a person is it's not going to ruin terribly the chinuch, but you have to know, many of the times, it's not just a little bit, many of the times a person is be'ikr, totally pushed, and totally, the ma'oyer is totally a midah. Yeah, I want to talk about the nekuda, the question kids came up a lot after the Vav last week. A lot of Yingolite asked, that's something we said, and I want to bring it out. It's a very davar chosha moed. We said that it's that part of the sugi of chinuch, to discipline, it comes up very often at tzir, very often at home, that any given time, one kid, two kids, three kids, he could be doing on a regular basis 10 things that are improper or not, or things that you're not happy with, things that are not a neged chinuch. And we said, you can't be mechanich actively, forcefully on 10 things. You can't have 10 fights, 10 debates, 10 melchomas with the rotzen of the child, which that's what chinuch is. Chinuch is putting your foot down. You can't, it's just not going to work. So what happens to all those other areas that you're not, so we said, you have to pick and choose one or two things. What happens to all those other areas? You have your son Yankee, okay, stop making a list. He eats with his hands. His clothes, are out. He takes off his shoes. Your wife doesn't like when he takes off his shoes always. He hits his sister, he doesn't make a bracha. Yeah, he's not going to sleep on time. Five, I just mentioned five or six things are just in one area. It's all in the same time, daily, day in, day in, day out. So you can't be mechanech on all these things. Can't. He's doing all these things and the list is longer. He's doing all these things wrong. So he said, okay, you have to pick one thing. So let's say you decide, whatever, you want to pick maybe two things. You want to be mechanech him on going to sleep on time and hitting his sister. Let's say you decide. Those are the two things you want. Maybe it should be one thing, two things. So what happens to the other things? What happens to all the other things? Your wife's saying, he's eating with his hands like this. Drives her crazy. Might drive you crazy also. He's not saying brachas. He's not saying brachas. He's no time without brachas. He throws his yarmulke off. He's 4 or 5 already. He's throwing his yarmulke off. He's eating without a yarmulke. You know? But I just said, yeah, he would love to mechanech. It's taker one. The list goes much longer. When he gets upset, he shouts at you. He calls you and your mother, you and your wife's name. It's very common. Maybe talk about it later. His kids are doing so. What happens? I'm not going to be mechanech on those things. What happens? I'm going to grow up a monster. He's all these other things he's doing. And so we started explaining last week, and I want to be mevar. We mentioned a few times that there's some two called two dinim in chinuch, not two ways to chinuch. Two things you're being mechanech to. There's ba'ifin klodi being mechanech that the kid should be a disciplined kid. He should listen when we say things. And then there's specific. There's a specific value. There's each ma'is has a specific value. In brachas, l'mashal, you mechanech him to make brachas. Before he's a yid, he should have. There's also a karas hatoiv takadosh baruch hu, brachas, a mitzvah, tzachiyav, brachas. Also, when you tell him to listen, you tell him to make a brachas, he doesn't listen to you. He didn't listen to you. There's two dinim we kept on speaking. So let's take achas la'achas. The gabi the sugya of being disciplined, of being listened. We spoke of that last time. It's pashid, but kasha kushim ekar lesa. A child is only nischanech to be disobedient, ad kama, you gave him a tzivui, you gave him a demand, and he didn't listen. If you put your foot down on one or two things, and the other eight things, could be 25, could be 100 things, you never tell him that he has to do this, and he ma, I'm saying that you have to listen. So then, the fact that he's doing it, you never told him he has to make a bracha. Maybe told him it's a nice thing, you told him you wish you would, but you didn't tell him, okay, Tati, Mami said you have to make a bracha, it's something that is forbidden for you not to do. He wasn't, there's no even any sort of kilkul b'chlam mishmat. The kid becomes undisciplined only as much as there's a tzivui and he is over it. So it comes out, when a parent decides to tell him 10 things not to do, and if for sure he's going to not listen to about 8 of them, you bet him, that's what we spoke about, you bet him taught him, indiscipline. But if you decide to pick only those one or two things, and you know you're going to be able to put your foot down, and I got suggested to Taka pick things, like we said, that you could put your foot down on, so as the Indian of not being a disciplined child, obedient, you don't lose anything accusing. Well, but what's about the second thing? A lot of people are going to ask, what's about the second thing? That's about not listening. But soif, at the end of the day, you're being margalim to hear without a brocha. Forget about not listening. He has to hear the brocha. You're margalim, laugh at Derek Harris. The wife says, he's eating like a chazer. He's eating like... You're running around with a yarmulke. Is that a tzur of being a yid? Where's the tzur of a yid? V'chule, the list goes on and on. Shouting. What? He's being mischanech to eat derech eretz. So, you have to be madgish, a very chashev yisoid. And this is, I want to bring in a little bit of a new nekuda. We spoke about it a little bit, but I want to shtal avek very, 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 very yisoidistic and forget to other things. It's a big problem. I think in Seichel we know this, but in the Olam HaMaisa we get very confused. For some reason, we forget that kids are kids. There's a klal gadol, and mamish we forget this, that a child, mistama this is true until he's married. Mistama this is true until he's married, for sure, when he's younger, but for sure, this is true until he's married. A child is not bad. Anytime a child is doing, you could have a list of 100 things that he's doing. They could be averus, they could be atrocious things, they could be saying words, he could be saying disgusting words, he could be saying words that sound. It is not coming from a bad place. A child at the very most is an unworked out creature. That's what he is. He's an undeveloped creature. That's what he is. When we sit down and think about it, everyone agrees with that. It's like, why would a child be bad? The child could be coming home and saying curse words. Where do you think it came from? It came from people who doesn't know what curse words are. Where does it start from saying curse words? Yeah. the child could be touching, we'll talk about it, could be touching his sister's private parts another way. The child doesn't know anything, he's not trying to do anything. To us, we have all kinds of reactions because we look at these things. A child is shouting words, is he coming from a chutzpahdikah place? He's not coming from a chutzpahdikah place. A child, all these things, these 10, 15 things we say that he's doing wrong, we have to realize. By us, it's a positive wrong thing. By him, it's an unworked out thing. Now, it's a big difference. We're going to get to this in a second. I'll tell you back in a second. Now, the fact is unworked also is a zach. I'm not saying that. If you continue to let him to be unworked out, he can have a siraglus. But there's a shinui atzum between someone who's doing something bad and someone who's doing something because he's just unlucky. We have to mashrish this by us. We forget this. I'm telling you all the time we see this. We forget the ma'isa. We get caught up very much in the ma'isa. And we say, he's coming to davening, talking in shul, not making a bracha, spitting out the bracha. He's being mezalzel in this, or mezalzel. The zilzel, by us, zilzel is shaykh when you have an erich, when you work that person, you can have a value, and you're mezalzel in it. The child's an unworked amitzius. He's a totally unworked amitzius. So, I want to shtel this back in a second. I want to bring a marker to this. At the most, what you have is, he has those 8 or 9 things that he's doing in a way that, what? We're talking about being marach of value. He's doing his own work out. So say it like this, the words like this. I suggest like this. You're right. It's not a perfect world. It'd be a perfect world, maybe. A perfect world, but it would be perfectly good. But Kanira, it's not the worst thing if the child knows that there are 2 things that I'm being mechanich and very stark on. He knows. And the other 8 things, we're allowed to tell him, we have to find the right time to tell him, he knows, he has to know, be a dear, that we're not masking to them. Those other 8 things he has to know, and as the Rambam says, we're not mamachek, he has to know we're not masking to them. We have to find the right time, which is not suggested by Shas Maisa, because Shas Maisa, they get nudged, can't suggest them every time, oh, Tati really doesn't expect you to make a brocha, but you know, you're not making a brocha, or you're eating with your hands like a pig, but we don't expect, no, you can't remind him of Shas Maisa. He has to know over the course of time. All those other things are vada, ideally are not things that Tati and Mami ask him to. But he chaps, and he picks them, they're not putting their foot down. They're not putting their foot down on those 8 things. On 2 things, they're putting their foot down. Mishmat, being obedient, is no shaykh, is no problem, b'chalal. The erichim, the pshat is, he is on the way to eventually develop to a developed human being. The violin I know is not getting chinuch yuvi on these things. He's kamat not getting any chinuch negative on these things because he knows it's not what. And since ba'oifin klali, you're being mechanachim, you're putting your foot in, and he is someone who's listening to you on certain things, he's going to be worked out as he gets older. He's going to be worked out. This is the mahalach, you know. But our problem is, and the reason, one of the reasons we don't look at it that way, we get so frustrated at what he's doing, we get confused and we say, he's doing something bad. He's not doing anything bad. He's an innocent kid. That's all he's doing. He's unworked out. It doesn't come with the same thing. When you do that same aver that he did, then it's with some sort of, again, it also is Torah, but it's a chaps, you with some sort of, you're into it. It's achlota. You're doing it. You understand it. You're in. The child's not like that. So Mamela, this is the Malach. The Malach is, like we said, if you are consistent in the things that you do, and the overall setup of chinuch is shtel davek in the right way, he is not being a siragel to bad things. At the most, it's a heder of chinuch yuvi. And since the general mahalach of chinuch is shtel in the right way, so it's going to be eventually develop totally. This is soy that I said, we have to remember the kids are good. To me, it's everyone also mamish from the soy. This is something we very, very much get. Lamaisa, we get very confused with. We don't hold to. We don't remember this nekuda. We don't keep it lamaisa. I'm going to read over here from. There's a letter from the Mabit. It's a Malkir Sefer on the Rambam. It's called the Geres Derech Hashem. The pasuk Shteipayah. We both say Shteipayah Avram that he taught by Insav his Bonavis Beni Beisoy Aleches B'Derech Hashem. First of all, he points out that it's very often there's a lot of complications. Mechsholim, what he calls the way we deal with our children. He sounds like he's dealing with Shalom Bayis also, but Shalom Bayis and Chinuch. Tzarech ha'adam lahorim michshol milfonov. Min ha'machshova yishe b'inoy lebein b'nei b'yis ha'metzuyim etzloi. Here he's talking about, very chashav, in the machshova. He's later talking about this mechshelim that we have in machshavas how a mitzvah is to bnei beisa. I'm going to skip a little bit, but Hemshich he says, we shouldn't think about them bad when you're interacting with them. L'chashtem shalei also kahoyigin. His lashon is yadunim l'kav zchus ki be'emuna him oisim kol zman shenis bar aloy hepech. I think this has to be a golden rule in chinuch. You have to assume anything your child is doing is not coming from a bad place until you have a clear raya. And he needs, we could bring me the raya. We'll talk about it. Until you have a clear raya, behepech. He could be doing the most disastrous thing that you think. He's not doing something bad. It's coming from an unworked out thing. Sometimes it's a mitzvah, sometimes by him there's no such thing as, and in our mind sometimes we get differently. Now, again, you guys, younger parents have to see, I'm talking about my own experience. We very often bespisap at different kids. We have a whole mahalach, not like that. We get convinced that certain children have certain bad things. They're bad. She's bad in this. He's bad in this. We got messed up. We have a certain perception of our child. I'm not talking about it tonight. We're going to see how influential it is on the child. It's not what I'm talking about tonight. But al kaponim, I'm talking about now in chinuch, just directing in chinuch. We have a whole thing. And memela, this negat to the sugi we just said about certain sugis, certain part of it, areas that you're not being mechanech right now. We have to have patience. You have to realize they're not being mechanech l'ra. It's a lack of chinuch maybe at the moment, but it's not mechanech l'ra. But it's negat nochas, nochas nekuda. Last week we spoke about midas. Very often, we said what happens is that when you start disciplining the child and they're not listening, in the middle, your midas start kicking in. This is extremely, extremely common. Extremely common. Why do our midas kicking in? Sometimes we're in a bad mood, make car, but sometimes we're not in a bad mood, make car. It's a nice, beautiful, innocent supper. And, you know, wife of the motherfucker says, okay, mommy made hamburgers. No, it's hamburgers. Throws all hamburgers, whoop, on the floor. Okay. And he's put it back down, throws it again. You know, okay, he says, okay, I'll give you the ketchup. He goes and smears the ketchup all over the place. All of a sudden, he starts getting irritated. So, person gets irritated. I'm using a very subtle lashon. But the person gets irritated in general when his rotzen is not his kind. We'll talk about that maybe by Hemshech. Aber is another thing that happens very often. We start getting personal. Very, very often in chinuch, we have personal tainus on the child. How could it be that he's not listening to me? It's a nerve. It's like a nerve. Full chutzpah, you know. I'm telling you what to do. They're totally ignoring me. As they get older and older, it gets worse. But what I spoke about before is true. It's true by a 13-year-old child. It's true by a 14-year-old child and a 15-year-old child. They're not bad people. They have a lot of, maybe we'll talk about 14 and 15, they have a lot of ego transitions. When a child doesn't listen to you, there's always a reason. There's something. There's something. He's not coming to do bad. He's not coming to step on you. He's not coming to do anything. So many of the times we react, and this is terrible chinuch, and the child feels it. It's a personal reaction. The einish that we give, the repercussion that we give, the screaming attack that we give, the child feels it is, and it's be'etzem, why? Because we got upset at the child, almost disappointed at the child. Why are you disappointed at the child? Why are you disappointed at the child in an unworked out mitzvah? There's a lot of patience you need in an unworked out mitzvah. If you have a young kid who doesn't know how to read taisus, you're going to get upset at him. He doesn't have retisis. Why is his shoulder getting retisis? So a child is also unworked out, and a child doesn't know how to control his emotions. And when he doesn't like the hamburgers, he doesn't know. Yeah, he could do it 15 times, and then he could even test you. Yes, he could try to even test you, but it's not coming from a bad place. It's a child. He's unworked out. Matthias, why are you getting personal here? Why are you getting personal? Doik v'tishkach. So many times, the screaming, this masa, this journey of screaming, and this. We're doing is because we're getting personal. We have to remember this line of the Mabit. Needs a raya that the child had some sort of preconceived plan. Anything that develops as the child goes, the child's not developing. It doesn't know how to work himself out. So many times I see parents who have this nekuda. So, and this is one of the biggest sayings we're talking about tonight. We have to learn how to realize children are innocent. Everything fakert. The only things turn bad when we make them bad. We teach them how to not be obedient. And sometimes we teach them, I might mention this so much tonight, we teach them how things are bad. We tell them they're bad, we tell them how they're being bad. But in kids mitzar atzman, they're good. They're just totally unworked out. Two more nekudas. One nekuda I forgot to say last week. We were talking about how when a parent wants to shtelovek discipline, so we spoke about how it's very important. You put your foot down. Be consistent. Hold your posh. Your posher. You hold. You can't keep your composition. You can't lose yourself. You have to show that you're in control. We spoke about that. That's mamish. That aleph. That's showing the vibes of someone who is representing what's right. One we spoke about screaming at Einshim. We spoke about him. We'll get back to Einshim in a second. But one of the major mistakes we make. One of the major mistakes is what's called threats. We threaten all the time. Well, but. Right, so he talks about not oinshin, tzokas, not a yumim. We're very big threateners. Shendi, if you don't go to sleep on time, you're going to lose what we promised you, the trick we promised you. Sometimes we threaten with an oinish. But we threaten. Threatening is the biggest steer to the world in discipline. The biggest steer. What is threat? What is threat? What is a threat? The threat is, if you don't listen, this is going to happen. What do you mean if you don't listen? The whole nekuda that we're trying to tell Avek is, there's no such thing as a child that doesn't listen. A child to most doesn't listen because he's not holding right now by listening. But if there's something, I'm going to pick one area where we're going to be stark on, we're going to be firm, and the parent is going to consistently hold on to what they said, the child's going to listen at the end of the day. Child, at this time, next time, as we spoke about the past 2 times. If you play your part of the challenge, what are you saying if you don't listen? You just be'etzem told the child, there's a metzias called that I say something, you don't listen. It's the biggest steer in the world. We just taught the child that there's no such thing as discipline. Discipline, a listening child, means you listen because when somebody bigger than you and somebody who represents what's right says this is what you do, you have to do. What do you mean if you don't answer? And the worst thing is sometimes usually the threats go as the child gets disobedient. But sometimes even before, my parents, they learned less. If they start off before they said anything. The child didn't even say no yet. They didn't say no 3 times. They didn't say b'shem panoivin. Before they said anything, eat the hamburgers, because if not, I'm going to put you to bed early. What are you bavarning? You're teaching the child, mamash. The best thing is, ladies, mamash say this all the time. Man, the best threat is, if you don't listen, I don't know what to do to you. All the time, parents. If you don't listen, I don't know what to do to you. What are you saying? What are you saying if you don't listen to me? That's what I'm saying. I have no control of you whatsoever. If I have to say something to you, I don't like what you're doing. I have no control of you whatsoever. What does this come to show? This is to show how wrong the way we're mechanech obedience. We, as we're speaking about the past 2 times, we think obedience is, we have to shaf obedience. We have to do, and we have no way to do it because this kid is not going to listen. But if we play the part and we learn how to play the part, we have to regain confidence in ourselves. And we understand this yisoid of Mishnah Yavek. The Rebbe says that if a person, the yisoid of good chinuch, you don't need techniques from the outside. You just have to be firm and play the part of a parent. Play the part of a calm parent. Someone who's in control, who's mishlita, it's guaranteed. Threats only are makalkel chinuch. Only makalkel chinuch. Do one of your eyes. We spoke about it. And also people asked me about this. We spoke about that. Oinshim is a very not suggested thing. Maybe much later in the Vada, we do have to talk about it. The Vada is a mokum a little bit for Inish. Maybe we'll talk about Zunder. But so we're asking, so what, there's no mokum to ever back up your word with anything. There's no such thing as a repercussion. So we want to say, yeah, there is a little bit of mokum, but it's totally how you do it. It's a big chilik. Stand in Avona. It could be specifically when you have a child who has a specific area where he's not so good, and we'll call it extremely unworked at it. Sometimes if a child is unworked at in a specific area very much, you can have sometime a child who has an itiyah to sheker. Again, that doesn't mean he's bad. He doesn't know the lumdus of sheker, and he's not going to be a bad uber. Naturally, a Kodesh Baruch Hu gave certain children less of a yisoid of a chizuk nemes. You could have many different areas. You could have a child who doesn't know what it means to go to sleep on time for whatever reason. It's very hard for him to go to sleep on time. mentioned once that somebody, Chacham Echa once said, some children, they think it's as if you're killing them, they can't see the hemshech of their life. They don't know what it means tomorrow. They think that's his. That's it. So they can't go to sleep. They push, can't go to sleep. Whatever, you have a child who's very, very, very... There is a musig as chelik of obedience and discipline is you back it up with an ultimatum and repercussion. A classic marshal. One of the things that most parents don't like, and maybe if they the one or two things they picked in mechanechan is when there's a very strong hitting of one sibling to another sibling. A small hitting and small screaming is my small hitting. But sometimes you have a child, especially a boy, who could sometimes get very, very strong, and it's very hard for the parents to. So they decide, this is the thing I'm going to put a foot on. When you start collaborating, Yankee starts collaborating, Shlomi, that's off limits. So again, we spoke about, he has to be warned, Mirosh, that this is the thing that is not acceptable. It's unacceptable. When you start hitting Yankee really hard, pushing maybe, when you start punching him, that's off limits, we're going to stop you. So the first thing we said is, we're going to say, you're going to go and you stop him and you hold his hand and you stop him. You didn't yet give any oynish, nothing, you stop him. But let's say he continues, and he continues, and he continues, and he continues. He goes away after 10 seconds, and he continues, and he punches him. So you want to set up a system that there's a certain... If you do that, you have to stand out. Some people do that. You have to stand out for 10 minutes. You have to stand in a corner or a balata. Some corners don't like you. Stand in the space for 10 minutes. 5 minutes, 2 minutes, whatever, decide what it is. So when is that good and when is that bad? So the answer is like this. Again, l'chadchila, if you avoid that, that's the best thing. If a person could shaf obedience just by him being strong, and could be if you did that the right way, you could do that. But sometimes a person, there's a bad way to do it and a good way to do it. The difference is like this. When it's a reaction to something that happened, it's come out always, it's not a good thing. That's not a good thing like we spoke about. Because it wasn't predestined, it wasn't pre-set up, it wasn't made up between you and him that he has to go. So that's why you're doing it. Because one of two things, you lost control either. You've had some telling him, stop him, you lost control, so you have no choice, you gave him the repercussion. Or you meet this, you want to bet some take, you want to bet some, like I said before, you get personally upset at him, you want to do something to him. So you put him in the corner, he feels that. He puts him in the corner, he feels like you're taking your anger at him, on him. But you are allowed to do, and again, it's not thousands in the Chavila, but it is, you're allowed to have predestined, pre-set up boundaries. It's part of the boundary. If we see Yankee is clobbering Shlomi a lot, and we say beforehand, he knows the day early in the morning before anything happens. He knows that if he's going to have, and Tati's going to hold him, he's going to have, there's going to be a time that he's going to have in 2 minutes. There, it's not perceived as an oynish, like we call it. It's part of the hamadus enforcing the boundary. It's the boundary. We spoke about the discipline, betzim is boundary. Betzim is gvulis. You can't do whatever you want. Who is a gvul? Tati and Mami represent what's the right. They just put us, this is what's supposed to be right. And this is what has to be done. And you know Meroish, that if you're going to cross the boundary is going to be enforced by, you have to go out. You have to go out. Over there, you avoid the problem of the Einish. Now, B'mayma Muzgar, B'etzem B'yisoyed HaDover, you would have allowed to be to hit under such circumstances. B'yisoyed HaDover, if it would be set up Meroish, that a child would get a patch, that patch doesn't have to be strong, b'chal, because it's not a patch that came from reaction. It's a patch that, if you know every single time, b'yisoyed hadavar, that'll also be fine. The reason why it's not suggested, and everyone who talks about today talks about it, because usually it's very hard to do that as a pre-planned out mahalach. That, oh yeah, you're going to come and we're just going to give you a... Usually, when you start hitting, you get, your yeser gets involved, you get involved, you personally get involved. It becomes much more of a reaction to what the child did right now. But b'shorish hadavar, I'm just trying to bring out the lomdus. The yisoyed hadavar is when something is set up before, exactly what's it going to be, and the child knows before, it's not a problem. That's not a problem of ruling the mishmat. The ikar problem is the things that we did at the reaction. The child did this, and all of a sudden we give him four patches, or one patch, or we say, all of a sudden the child did this, we put him out of the house, or we even put him in the corner. The child realizes that wasn't a boundary. Why wasn't there before? Why wasn't the boundary? The teretz is, you want to get me to do what you want to do because you got upset, or because you can't control me any other way, that's back to the bad thing. But if you do set up before, the gvula is avada, that's part of taka, that's enforcing the etzem, tzivui, that's avada, that's a chilek of the gvulas, and that could be a good thing. And Hashem, the next time I would like to talk a little bit about savlanus, which we need, so we talk about this, a little bit how savlanus that we need to be able to mechanach in the right way.